Each of the children, save one, fell asleep, not quite knowing where they were or where they would find themselves when they awoke. Each of them, save one, heard these words as they passed into slumber, unsure whether they came from within or without. The familiar refrain of Silverstein twisted into something oddly sinister. There is a place where the red path ends, and before the dark begins, and there the grass grows coarse from blight, and there the sun burns crimson bright, and there the moon beast rests from his fight to cool in the harrowing wind. Let us leave this place and not look back where the trees and earth upends, past the pits where fallen wanderers go. We shall walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and watch for that crimson in the snow to the place where the red path ends. With a walk that is measured and slow, that crimson in the snow, but the children may fall, but the children, they know where the red path ends. All save one awoke in the woods under the care of the moon. And the one, well, we'll get to that soon enough, is Dreamer Things.
Them all slowly, we'll savor every cup.
Children awoke laying in a semicircle around the warmth of fire. As the world came into focus, they noticed the brilliant blue veneer of the dreaming night, the fullness of the moon as it began its descent into the surrounding forest, and the dark stone well near the woodline. The harsh firelight danced around the clearing with ebbs and flows of wild whimsy. After taking in the surroundings, they began to notice each other in their face seemings and the two who were not, who lay close together on the edge of the group. The insatiable satyr, who shifted slightly, unable to contain herself. The stoic troll, mentally preparing the defense for such a group. The shifty boggin, ever eager to please. The awkward knocker, trying to calculate a way out of this mess even before the mess became clear. The menacing redcap, who mostly just wanted to eat his new companions. And conspicuously lit by the fire, the robed Asian boy hung close to his fox friend. Go.
Since I'm not here yet, should I make sound effects while you guys are playing?
No.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh as the grass goes.
So you have awoken in the night, in the dreaming night, surrounded by forest in a clearing, with a campfire in the center and a well, a stone well at the far end, near the tree line. And you have companions who most have never met. Hold on, I have to pull up names. Yoshiro and Ayumu see each other, but no one else has met each other.
Yoshiro, daijoubu desu ka?
He says, Yoshiro, are you okay in Japanese?
So far.
How the hell we got out of this?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hi, Nigel. Okay. I, John, at that point, I shift up onto my knees. I take my katana, I put it in front into my lap, and start meditating slightly to calm myself and keep.
There's an Asian boy in a white robe with black flames on the sleeves, sitting with the sword across his lap, meditating.
I'm gonna start throwing pebbles at his forehead. Just like, bing, bing. Just want to make him bounce off it.
Okay.
Other than the obvious, is there anything around here to eat?
In your case, yes. There are trees, there's a fire, there's a well. And there are several player characters.
How dense are the trees?
It's a fairly dense, it's a pine forest, single layer. It's fairly dense, but not like a canopy jungle or anything like that.
I'm going to start poking around the edges, basically trying to spot anything beyond the clearing.
Okay, so you're
primarily in a safe route, but yes.
Okay, are you heading towards the well or away from the well?
I'll start away from the well.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to go take a bite out of the well.
I need to eat some stone. Hold on. Okay. With a boop, suddenly there's a gray-skinned she wearing all purple in the middle of the clearing, who did not land in the fire or the left, which were possibilities. Amy, that's you. You're a bit flustered because this was not where you intended to go. You botched your flicker flash horribly, and you are somewhere you don't know where you are. So again, someone just appeared out of nowhere in front of you all.
So my back's to him. I'm eating the well.
Still curiously looking for, you know, a way out. Away from the well that's being devoured.
Okay.
Well,
hi, where the hell am I?
Near a campfire?
Does anyone know where we are?
Near the campfire.
Between the trees and a well.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
No, I've had my fill of well. Thank you.
Good.
What's it taste like?
What season is this?
Like rock.
Are there seasons?
It's about 70 degrees outside, or it feels like 70 degrees. It's comfortable.
And a person appeared out of nowhere, so.
Yeah, Amy, Sparkle, you would know that it is June of 2016. Nobody else would know that.
Okay. Why are you all dressed like that?
Dressed like what? Oh, we're supposed to be wearing clothes?
That's not in style anymore.
Not wearing clothes? I don't know. I was like, it was out of style.
So I'm supposed to know what's in style because I know what the year is, right? And everybody else is like hippies?
No.
No.
I've never played, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just standing there aimlessly looking around like I'm lost because I absolutely don't know where I'm at anyway. So am I supposed to?
Seems to be everybody's.
I'm gonna stop throwing rocks at the Asian guy and throw them at her instead.
Progress.
At least you're doing something.
Not like I know his name.
Okay, so the small girl in the white fur bikini with white hair and
we didn't say anything about a bikini.
Little foam horns.
Okay, or
with white
is throwing stones at someone. Throwing stones at you.
I'm gonna walk away from the white bikini.
I'm gonna walk towards the white bikini. No one said anything about a bikini when we started this.
Okay, it's it's a comfortable 70-degree night around the campfire, and there's a small spattering of white in the air as what appears to be snowflakes start coming down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's mildly disconcerting.
The sun appears to be rising in the direction that Lee is looking into the woods. And the flickering from the campfire is somehow getting a little more wild and more pronounced.
Yeah, I'm just going to start going that way.
You're going out into the woods?
Yes.
Is it a teddy bear picnic?
There's people randomly appearing. There's snow falling. I am leaving.
My time girl in the white bikini is throwing things at people.
Right. I don't need any of this. I've got a meat shop to get back to, okay? And it's got to be
not my life.
Okay. You get about 20 feet into the woods, and there is a very large, very substantial forest fire moving in your direction. The ash appears to be coming down in the clearing, but the forest fire is definitely moving that way.
Awesome. So happen to go wandering off on your own?
wasn't there a story about never going into the woods alone?
Yeah, and yesterday was time, the 13th.
Next time, take some breadcrumbs with you. Or just give me the bread.
Now, is she going to come tell us about the fire?
So far, she's just there.
Yeah, I'm going the opposite direction of the forest fire. They can stay. They can burn. I don't care.
The opposite direction takes you back into the clearing.
With us.
You know what? Hi, guys. Bye, guys. That's the forest is burning down. I'll see y'all later.
So is she running into the forest fire or is she running away from it?
No.
Away.
So Alex the knocker comes running through the clearing, says, forest is on fire. Bye, guys. And keeps running.
I think that's a good idea, and I will follow.
I'm going to start walking towards the girl in the white bikini so I can grab some of those stones because she's blocking away from the fire, and we're in the fire, so I want to collect some stones.
Not in the fire.
Those are mine.
And then we continue.
I'm gonna ease the well off and walk with it. Okay, I'm going too.
I'm gonna head in the opposite direction of the fire.
Definitely following the party. Let's stay in for that.
Everyone's running towards the well.
So there's a party?
Okay.
Hey! Woohoo!
I'm going to jump in the well.
Okay.
Someone was eating that. I know exactly where that well has been. I am not going in the well.
What are you talking about?
I want to be brave.
Common sense, because you have that merit. You don't know how deep that is. It's just an open stone well.
Here, watch this. I dropped one of the rocks in it.
It took a while before it hit the bottom.
Okay, now roughly how far is it?
How much do you have in figuring out how deep a well is?
Nothing, but I have the ability that anything that I eat, I can tell you like roughly how far away it is so that I can get some more. It's one of my merits.
<That's> amazing.
I'd say it probably fell about 50 feet before it hit the water.
That's deep. Don't jump. All right, everybody, if I could take a bite of you, I could track you forever.
I didn't know how I was going down the well. I just said I was going to go down the well.
You ain't going to hurt much.
Common sense said no.
Or we could stop playing with the well and move away from the fire.
I am not stopping at the well. I am going away from fire. Single-minded, straight ahead.
In the well.
I'm following the intelligent one.
I don't think we can all fit into the well anyway.
But there's water down there.
Unless we sit on top of each other's shoulders.
I call top.
That's what she said. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, you see a large dragon comes and lands in the clearing.
Hey, where's the Asian kid?
Sparkles, you would recognize the dragon. The dragon lands in the clearing and blows fire towards the fire. And it starts burning in that direction.
Dragons are dumb. That fire was already lit. Is the Asian guy still meditating?
Yes.
I was waiting for all the laughing to stop because it's like.
I'm gonna go poke him. Hey, dude.
I'll open my eyes.
There's a dragon. we're gonna run that way.
I'll look up towards the dragon, and since it's considered a celestial being. I'll bow low towards it because out of character, I'm not supposed to be here.
Well, in case you're not supposed to be here today.
Yeah, true.
Yes, I assure you, we are open.
Exactly. Okay, so you're all running. Okay, so. Alex and I have to figure out names. I have to learn names.
I put it in the side chat. Yep.
Yeah, I know. Alex and Alex and Marcus and Pike have all said that they are running.
I don't care if there's a dragon. In fact, a dragon is probably going to make me run faster.
Okay.
I'm going to run too.
Okay.
I poked the Asian kid. Now I'm running. You know,
I'm probably gonna pause and be like, "Wow," and then run away.
Pike, this is candy. You're a cat. You don't eat this.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You run through the. Well, not everybody's running.
I'm obviously running towards the dragon.
People are. You are running towards the dragon? Okay.
Sparkles is running towards the dragon.
Okay. It was nice knowing you, except not. Because I have no idea what your name is.
Okay. So everyone else is running through the woods. Sparkles, you are running towards the dragon. Go ahead. The dragon notices you coming towards him. I found you.
Okay. Hi, Orion. I'm glad I found you.
I found you. You disappeared. Were these the ones that took you?
No.
Do I need to deal with them?
I don't know yet. I just saw them.
Are they a threat?
I'm not sure yet.
Tinderlocks.
I will remain close.
Rock the
fire should put itself out at this point. He takes off out of the clearing.
I wave bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. No more fire.
Okay, so now we have a split party. Yay! It's always good to split the party.
Always. Hey, it always works out well in Scooby-Doo, so you shut up.
Well, you guys aren't running down the hallway yet. So we have, let's see here, Alex and Marcus and Pike and Ray's were all running. And
Isabel.
Huh? Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because you named your file Changeling Jessica instead of the character name, which... There. Now I have to open your...
Not to actually read it.
Isabel. Yeah. I have to read things while I'm trying to watch them.
Or I could just look over in the side chat.
Yeah, well, I've got other things. I've got volume controls. Okay, yeah, I can look over in the side chat now. Okay, so... Sparkles and Yoshiro and Ayumu and Pike are all still in the clearing. Let's deal with the clearing people first.
They all die.
Shortest campaign ever.
The change in air pressure from the dragon's wings starting to take off instantly kills everyone who's underneath. So Sparkles just talked to the dragon.
Do you know that beast?
What?
The dragon, do you know it?
Yes. Do you?
No.
Why were you all running?
There's a fire. I guess it was a fire.
But he put it out. Are you grooming yourself?
They're running.
Oh,
they're not there.
And okay, yes, we'll yes, I am.
We'll go to the running group.
Fuck. Haven't you ever seen a dragon before?
I got a rock caught in my throat.
No. First to me.
Well, they're harmless.
I didn't look harmless.
It saved our lives. I call that harmless.
Mm. I hope it stays that way.
It all depends on you.
I'll keep that in mind.
You hear heavy hoof steps coming through the woods. From the direction of the fire.
Hmm.
Did you hear something?
Not you.
You're getting closer.
You said it's daybreak?
That may have just been the fire making it lighter. It seemed like it was sunrise, but it was actually fire.
Awesome.
Fire has that effect sometimes.
it causes light.
Really? I don't get that.
And he
was warm as well.
John, not knowing what the sound is or what it's coming from, I'll move quickly over to Yoshiro, since there's a bit of distance between us, and take a defensive stance with my right hand on my sword, looking in the direction of the footsteps.
It's okay. Hear a tree crash over and fall into the clearing as a 12-foot-tall beast steps out with goat hooves and the face of a wolf and horns coming out of its head, probably about 5 feet wide, and just a beast stepping out and looking around the clearing.
I'll act casual. He won't notice you.
Do you think that character is harmless?
No.
Do you know them?
With your voice, it turns its eyes directly towards you and glares. Starts to walk towards you. The ground is shaking with every step.
I guess you're going to say you're afraid of him, too.
Are you afraid of cuddles, too?
Yeah. Just as coach.
So I'm going to go ahead and walk towards it.
Okay. And you get about 20 feet from it. It stops and speaks. Where did the worm go?
Where did what worm go?
The worm that was just here. You couldn't have missed it. Where did it go?
I didn't see no worm.
The rest of you are going, are you all going to claim ignorance?
Ignorance is only the eye of the beholder.
Silence. Tell me what I'm asking for. Did you see the worm? Do you not know what I'm speaking of? The large creature with the wings and the fire.
Oh, that's no worm. That's my friend.
Your friend? Well then, friend, you should come with me. Let me show you what your friend has done to my realm.
I'm sure he had good reason.
What did he do?
Secret burn down much of my lands. He has left many of my people with no homes.
Are you sure he's the one that did it? He put out the flame as it approached us.
He started the flame. Mad whims don't. You are friends with this. Then you are responsible as well. Come with me. Or suffer the consequences of your insubordination.
He wouldn't hurt anyone or anything. I don't believe you.
Everybody,
I don't believe it was him.
Roll one, or everybody who's in the clearing gets to roll one die and add it to. What's the initiative roll? It's wits plus alertness, right?
Yeah.
One die, add it to wits plus alertness. It's gonna get ugly.
I got a 11.
Total, okay.
My dice says 11, damn it.
I got nine.
Total.
The people that we're running do not need to roll, right?
Right.
Okay.
I can't roll. I have no dice.
I thought Pike was still there.
No, I went running with them, remember? You said I was in both groups, but I was definitely running.
Okay.
You were smart and ran.
I was close enough to see Dragon fly away, but I was still running.
He's retconning.
I'm in whatever group is in the least danger.
I can put myself in more danger.
See, John Game. You don't just sit around, you run.
What am I adding yours to there, Ayumu?
Say again.
What's your wits plus alertness?
Let me pull it up real quick.
You had one thing to do.
Yeah, but I'm also using my phone for everything right now. So
I got it. I got it. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
Six total dice.
Ooh. No. Listen to directions. Ooh. You're good. You got 12.
Oh, who's got that?
That's cool. Can't remember what movie that's from.
It is him, isn't it?
So.
What the hell are you doing, Curtis?
So I've got the initiatives added onto the chat.
I like Bill's photo. I want to switch my photo.
Bill thinks he's still a vampire. So.
Yeah.
So the beast is going first. He is going to run forward to grapple Sparkles. Sparkles may attempt to dodge if she would like.
I would attempt to dodge.
I'm going to dodge.
Okay. Roll your dexterity plus dodge while I am rolling his dexterity plus brawl.
You need five dice.
Difficulty six.
Yep. Wow. yeah, you got no successes.
Okay, he got one. He got one success. So he now has a hold of Sparkles. And it is now Ayumu's turn.
I was looking at
something. I'm feeling Sparkles might be screaming, and that might alert everyone else to the fact that something bad is happening.
But they like to run, so I'm shit out of luck, right?
Something shitty's happening. Let's keep running.
I'm sorry, you must be dying.
If somebody's screaming, that's even more reason for Alex to just keep running.
Oh shit! They're done. I told you, run.
That's nice.
Hey, John. Yes. John, does he have anything of metal on him at all?
Excuse me. No.
Huh?
No.
No. Okay.
But it is your turn.
All right. Is there still fire about?
Yeah, there is still a campfire.
Okay. Calling upon the spirit of the fire. Okay. I kind of want to. What I want to do with it is have it to the fire jump. I'm asking the spirits of the fire to jump and lash out at the beast that is grabbing at the woman in purple. Okay. That's all I know.
So, what do I have to roll for that?
Okay, you have we have 8 dice to roll.
Okay.
And what it is going on second level of mm-hmm. Fire Wuten.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the difficulty and the amount of successes that you apply to it. I'll speak a poem. The fire lashes out as it winds around his head, engulfing his eyes as it burns his soul. To try to lessen down the amount of successes needed.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. A small flare of fire reaches out and grabs him and singes his shoulder and then repeals off of him. He lets out a howl. Everybody who ran hears a howl. Yoshiro.
I'm going to use my fetish.
Okay.
Did you just use fetish?
Okay. He's just shrimp. I like your feet.
That's what they're called in werewolf.
What?
I don't know if I want the one in horns to still have me or if I want his fetish. I'm not quite sure which one's first right now.
Okay. What are you doing, Yoshi?
I cannot be attacked for one turn.
Yay! That's awesome.
Hey, John. Yes. John, he's pulling a jab in it.
No, he's not that bad. Okay, go ahead, Sparkles. You are being held by a large beast.
I'm going to kick him where the sun don't shine. No, I'm just kidding.
You can do that.
Can I really?
Wolfman don't got nards.
Goat wolf man things.
Can I stab him?
You can attempt to do whatever you want.
Okay, I'll attempt to stab him.
Okay. Dex plus melee. Difficulty's going to be probably like 5 because it's really close. And he's huge.
That's good.
Yeah.
4 successes.
Okay. And add that to your strength. And roll that many for damage. Difficulty 7.
Wait. Sure. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
That sounds good.
3 successes.
Okay, he's bruised. Yeah. Okay. Kind of. Yeah. Glanced off of him. But, yeah, he's hurt a little bit. Okay. Let's go on to the people that ran. And we'll come back for the second round here in a minute. Because we don't want to progress the time too much.
We ran. We ran so far away. Wait a minute. Now we can run so far away. The old people in the group got this. I love it.
Okay. So about 100 yards in, there's a forest clears up, and there's a river that runs that's probably too wide to pass over easily. And Alex would be getting there first.
All right, what do we see? What do I see up and getting there?
There's a river that's running along basically the parallel with where the fire was last you saw it, and
I'm going to turn and start running downstream.
Okay. In about 20 yards downstream, you see a cave off to the right.
Cave seems good. There's lots of screaming. It's a good place to hide. So, yeah, cave.
The screaming hasn't started yet, actually.
Hey, you know, there was a dragon back there. There was fire downstream to the cave.
Okay. So, who was behind her?
Marcus and Pike, I think. Isabel might have been.
Marcus, Pike, and then Isabel and Reyes.
Pike's the last one that made it out of the clearing because he actually saw the dragon.
He waved to the
dragon. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Marcus, you see her running up to the cave.
And I guess I'll just follow her in there because
blindly,
nothing can be dangerous in the cave.
Well, it's not like the knocker can do anything to him. He's a troll.
Dragons live in caves or anything, so, you know.
dash of gold. No. Okay. Then on to Isabel.
Yes.
That's you. Oh, yeah?
That's you, yeah.
Why not? I'll go in there, too.
Okay. And raise.
How cold is the cave, you reckon?
You can't tell from...
Yeah, but most caves are colder than... So it's like
It's 70 degrees outside, it's probably going to be about that in the cave because ground temperature is usually around that.
I'm just going to say it's sort of like a refrigerator. Oh, we've not heard any.
There's going to be a store of food in there for you?
Three already went in.
Yes.
That was a stupid question, wasn't it? We have not heard any of the screaming yet, right?
No, none of the screaming has happened yet.
No, what the hell? I'll go in the cave.
Okay,
yay, cave party.
I'm following them, and it's the cave's dark, I'm going to assume, right?
You can't see it from outside very well now.
Okay, I'll have something ready just in case.
Okay. Okay, so you all get in, and it's a fairly shallow cave. It opens up into a large room area, but it dead ends, basically cul-de-sacs there. So you guys are all in one place. And you hear Sparkle scream.
Caught running from that dragon.
Cave is good.
Wait, the what?
Cave is life.
Wait a minute.
Not everybody knows there was a dragon. Yeah.
What? Oh, there was a dragon. Which makes me wonder. If she just screamed, maybe she's dead.
It's her fault for not running.
Part of me wants to go back and check. Part of me doesn't.
You should stay right here.
You know, I've never eaten she before. I'm heading back.
That's fine. Those teeth can stay far away from me.
There's a blood-curdling howl.
That's new. I'm definitely going back. That was a fox guy.
That's what he says.
No, we actually know what the fox says now because he said it a while ago. Whenever he made that really atrocious roll, he was like, well, that's just great.
Okay, so what? Everybody's going back, but
no, just me.
Okay. So
far.
This is just a dead end cave?
Huh? So, yes, so far.
Well, this is boring. Okay.
Pike sits and thinks for a second. There's not much he can do, but somebody's obviously in need of help. So he goes running with his knife above his head, hoping that that's threatening enough to try to stop something.
Alan's well aware
there's nothing that she can do other than be cannon fodder, which means she's staying put.
I'm running behind Ray's.
I wasn't running. I was walking back. You can run past me.
My legs are short, so my run is probably less than
you. Like,
I think this is just an, oh, for God's sake. I'm going back.
What the shit was that?
I just think running and chasing is fun, so I'm going too.
Okay.
So we're all leaving the knocker behind.
Bye.
Okay. She's all like,
y'all bring trouble, so you can leave.
She's all like, great, I'm alone now. Wait, I'm alone now.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a knocker. I prefer to be alone.
Alex is alone in the cave, and she hears a stone shift.
Now she's like, motherfuck.
Hey, I will stay very, very still in a corner.
Okay. Two torches come on just in the floor in the middle of the cave, which illuminates the area. It makes you see that it is a very squared off brick structure. A slender green-skinned flua comes out and sits between the two torches and looks at you and says, "It's dangerous to go alone. Take this."
No.
He hands you a crossbow with three silver bolts.
Silver bolts?
Bolts.
Okay, then. Well, thank you, kind wizard.
We'll meet again.
I guess I will start. I guess I will go and follow the others now that I'm not quite so... Well, I'm still very squishy, but it's harder to get to my squishy bits now.
When you come back this way, I'll guide you again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to quite run, but I'll walk at a gangling pace to catch up to the others.
Okay, so back to the clearing, because you guys have to go through another round before anybody else shows up. The beast has a hold of Sparkles. And he's gonna pull an arm off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
Oh, my arm off?
You can use the arm.
Strength plus brawl. Okay. Okay, now that plus strength. Okay. Do you have stamina? Roll your stamina. Difficulty 6.
Two successes.
Okay. Didn't lose an arm. But it's definitely out of the socket. You take 2 levels of damage to your arm.
Hopefully you have some spare arms lying around.
I can make that happen.
Basically, your left arm is pulled out of the socket.
Is this real or chimerical damage?
It's in dreaming, so...
Okay.
It's real right now?
I'm still alive.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
This is the most uncomfortable
fucking chair. Okay. Now we won't hear the microwave sounds. Okay. I will unmute you now. Okay. Okay. So it is now Ayumu.
Adi, how close is he to me, John?
He is probably 10 feet from you.
All right. Drawing out my my katana. I'm going to rush forward, and I'm going to make a called shot for the inside of his thigh. If he has a femoral artery, I'm going to slice it wide open.
Okay, so you are making a called shot with the katana to the thigh of the beast.
Yes, the inside of his thigh.
Okay. Dex plus melee difficulty 9.
That would be 9 dice for me.
Okay, and I have to roll this. Wow, all botches. Who saw that coming? One success. So what is your strength?
Strength is 3.
Okay. And his soak. Okay. He is now hurt. You got a little gash in. You didn't hit the artery, but got a little gash in his thigh.
Enough to catch his attention. I'm trying to pull his attention off of the purple girl.
Maybe. I mean, he hasn't had a chance to react. He already went this turn. go ahead, Yoshi. Yoshiro.
Yeah. I'm going to change forms.
Okay.
How far is he from me?
About 10, 15 feet.
15 feet. So, yeah, I'm going to jump towards him and change forms.
Okay. Does it take you a turn to change forms, or can you do that?
I can spend a rage point.
Okay. Sorry, I had that locked on Lee's screen for a minute there. Okay, so you're going to spend a rage point to instant shift.
Yep.
And you're going into basically your half form.
Yeah. The Kronos equivalent.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that, but I knew it wasn't that. So. Okay, go ahead. And what are you doing?
Which arm does he have holding her?
He is holding her with both. He is holding her with one arm, with his left arm, and pulling her left arm with his right arm.
Okay, I'm jumping to attack his right arm, biting.
Okay. So go ahead. Is that brawl?
Dex plus brawl?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just one.
Okay, add that to strength, aggravated.
7. Difficulty 7?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, yes, difficulty 7, not 7 successes.
I got a specialty of vicious, so I got 4 successes.
Okay.
Jesus.
No, just Lee. Okay. So he is injured. Okay. Okay, so
cheese.
Everybody who is just getting back into the clearing, go ahead and roll one die and add it to your wits plus alertness.
Wait a minute, are we rolling the wits plus alertness and adding a die?
You roll one die and add that to your wits plus alertness.
Oh, okay.
12.
9.
13.
Hold on.
16.
Yeah, I thought you were staying close by. Yeah,
my dragon was supposed to be staying close by. If they can hear the screams, he should be able to hear the screams, right?
Mr. Francis, who's that?
Mr. Nancy?
Okay, so on to the next round. The beast. Is going to drop sparkles and grab Ayumu by the top of the head, lifting him off the ground. Dex plus brawl. By the way, if anyone wants to use your special abilities, you can use them at any time. It's fun. Okay. Bill, he's grabbing at the top of your head. Or do you want to dodge or do anything?
Yeah. Dex plus dodge.
Okay. Do you happen to know what that number is?
9 dice.
Okay, you stepped out of the way. It seemed like a half-hearted attempt. Okay, so Marcus will be going next. He's coming into the clearing, about 20 feet away from the beast.
Well, can I get there charging and just try swinging, charging and swinging?
Okay. Dex plus brawl? Sorry, dex plus melee. You've got your axe, right?
Yeah. Got my axe.
Okay.
And that's plus 1 for the axe.
Well, that's on damage, not on the hit.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the difficulty?
Difficulty is going to be 7.
Oof, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. So 8 plus strength plus 1.
I'm going to leave the entire way here. Just move across the sea. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Strength plus 1.
Three.
Okay.
So many dice, 3 success.
And he soaked it. Okay.
Of course he did.
I think I forgot to have Sparkles do her action last round. If she would like to do anything, she was being held.
Okay.
Can she use her flicker flash?
She can attempt to use her flicker flash.
So where do you want to go? Do you just want to go like across the clearing, or do you want to go someplace else entirely?
I'm just going to disappear entirely.
You have to pick a destination.
Yep.
What are my options for destination?
Anywhere you know.
It has to be within sight. That's what you. That's actually what you're going for, so you can see where you want to go. Mm-hmm.
I want to go where the waterfall is.
There hasn't been a waterfall.
I'll go to the cave.
That's not visible.
What's visible?
The clearing you're in, the well, campfire, a good portion of the forest that burned down after the dragon burned it.
Okay, I'm going to go to the fire.
Okay. What's the roll on that?
That is a deep fine question.
I don't know.
You will roll wits. Wits plus not even sure what you would add to it.
What are we trying to figure out?
Flicker flash is a total.
Oh, the treasure? It just happens.
Yeah, the treasure.
For the treasure, yeah. It just happens?
Yeah, most treasures you don't have to roll anything for unless it says so in the text.
Okay. Yep. So, okay.
Because that's why they're so powerful, because there's no roll behind them.
Cool.
Except it screwed up, and that's how she got here.
Okay. Storyteller's destruction.
So I'm on the fridge.
A knocker made it.
I might end up at the fire. I'm going to try.
Okay. So you end up next to the fire. I'm hoping you weren't trying to be in the fire.
No.
So you are next to the campfire.
Yes.
You are about 15 feet away from the beast. Okay. And we're on to the next turn. That was last turn. And so, okay. So the beast and Marcus have already acted. So let's go to Pike.
I am running in like a madman with my knife above my head. And I think last second before I'm visible to cast Prometheus Fist on my knife so that it is now engulfed and it is a flaming blade that I'm aiming at the back of this wolf monster thing.
Okay. Okay.
Dylan, are you bogging?
I am.
He's Frodo Boggins.
Good job.
Go and roll your,
good job, Dildo Baggins.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll your Dex plus melee.
Yeah. Let's see. Difficulty?
6.
Oh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes.
Wow.
Okay. Boggin is the tank.
You can add have
strength.
Add that to strength and roll it. You hit the shit out of him.
Might be enough to
go. So just roll strength or?
Strength plus 7.
Defenses.
Oh, strength plus
7.
7. Okay.
The trolls are like, thank God I get a break.
Okay, difficulty?
6.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 successes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going back to the cave. Right.
We're fucking useless. Everybody else, let's just go. Let the hobbit take care of it.
The troll turns around. There's just the knocker walking up with a crossbow.
He turn howls around, and falls. He howls and falls to the ground. Okay, it is now Yumu's turn.
After I see it fall, I have to make a roll, John. If the battle's complete, I have to roll to bring myself out of the fight.
Who said the battle was complete?
I don't know. I'm just saying I saw it fall.
Yeah, you saw it fall down. No one has declared winners and losers. If you would like to declare the battle complete, you can. You can.
You should just go over there and start curb stomping it. Just a suggestion.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna move towards it, and I'm gonna take, and I'm gonna raise it up like I'm going to chop his head off Japanese style, like a samurai.
So you're going to use your katana to lop off its head.
I thought he was lifting the creature. I was like, what is he going to
I'm drawing back for the strike. If it moves, I'm holding my action. If he moves, his head's coming off.
Okay, so you are doing so you're delaying your action, which
yep.
Until next round, because he's not going to act again this round. Okay, so Ayumu is delaying his action. Mr. Nancy,
did he pass his willpower roll?
Huh?
Did he pass his willpower roll?
Who?
Ayumu.
What willpower roll?
I'm delaying my action as of right now because I don't know. I'm waiting for him to move.
Oh, okay.
He's just deferring his action. Okay, Bilbo, Pike.
It's Dildo Baggins.
Roll your stamina difficulty 6.
A 0 means 2 successes, right?
Yeah.
2 successes.
Okay. An arrow comes out of the woods and glances your shoulder, and you go down to bruised. And now, on to Yoshi. You get all the 12s done? Okay. Yoshiro. Oh, Alex, what would you have done, you know, a while back? When it should have been your turn.
Oh, good. No, she probably would have used Tuffin on the troll.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure how to roll art, though.
It's, what's the
art from you?
Yeah, there's a key. Which art is it?
It's infusion. Oh, the tribute for it is intelligence.
Okay, so you'll roll intelligence plus the level of the realm.
Which is for that is Fae. Yep. Hmm?
I said yep.
2, 3, 4, 5. So infusion, Tuffin gives additional health level for every 2 successes.
Okay.
And then all rolls for resisting banality are reduced by 1 for every 2 successes gained.
Okay.
So we'll see how the dice do on that. I don't even know what that was difficulty that they're at.
So.
Or is it just like a flat? Okay. 2.
Okay. 2 successes.
1 extra health level.
Okay. So, Marcus, you have 1 extra health level for the scene.
Hooray.
Hooray.
And she shows up with a crossbow and some silver bolts. But, you know, we won't talk about that right now.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that.
Let's just keep the troll more alive so that he can continue being hit by things.
Okay, Yoshiro.
I'm going to assume he's still got a hold of me. I still got a hold of him when he falls to the ground.
He's kind of heavy, but, you know.
Well, I latched onto his arm, so I'm going down with him, right?
Well, I mean, it's an arm.
Okay.
Damn, I mean, arms don't. Arms can flop a bit. I mean, you don't have to go on the ground with him. You can if you want to.
Okay, so... in that case, I'm going to let go of the arm and bite his shoulder.
Okay. Dex plus brawl. Difficulty like 5. Very big shoulder. Right there.
Wow, I only got 1. Holy shit. That was awful. You get 1 success on a death 5. That's wrong.
What does the fox say? A lot of negative stuff every time he rolls.
And I got 2 successes on the damage roll.
Okay.
You end up with a giant hairball.
He's still on the ground. Okay. On to... Oh. Another archer. Okay. Marcus, go ahead and roll your stamina.
Difficulty 7.
Difficulty 6. Botches don't count. Tens count as 2.
5.
Okay. A arrow comes out of the woods, hits you square in the chest, and bounces off and lands on the ground in front of you. Yeah, you soaked the shit out of it. It was a good hit, but you soaked it.
Bitch, please.
This is why the knocker shapes your mean a little. Like, yeah, we're going to keep it more strong.
Okay. Everyone roll perception plus alertness.
Difficulty.
Difficulty of 6.
6?
Yeah.
I got 4.
6 dice for me, John.
4 successes.
Okay.
I got 5.
I'm a dumbass. I got 1.
I got out of 3.
3. So you got, I got 3.
Okay. Okay. So the slua that
one's canceled. So I canceled this one, so that's the only one that counts because that's a 0 or 10. So Amy got 1.
Okay. So Bill's the only one that doesn't see anything. The slua that spoke with
Alex. I didn't see anything either.
Okay. The slua that spoke with Alex in the cave is standing at the tree line, motioning for you all to come.
Oh, it's a friendly wizard. I run right over. Alex has no hesitation. She goes.
Okay, I'm going to hold on. I'll be right back.
I hear echoing, screaming.
It's round sound.
Yeah. It's like some Dolby Digital shit right there.
Her horns just jumped up and fell off her head.
I know, right?
You need some duct tape to secure those to the headphones.
I know. It hurts on my head because it's from like Claire's or some shit or icing, I think. Yeah. I don't think it's made for my giant head.
It's made for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. So I'll go back and listen to what you all said about me while I was gone. And
oh, we just said you were. We just said you were a cunt. It's okay.
we talked about how useless you are and all those other things.
Yeah, and Dylan called you a tit.
Okay,
a tit.
Just a single one.
Just one.
Just the one.
Because we only have one knocker in this.
And now Dylan will be useless the rest of the night because he's giggling. He said knocker.
Okay.
Knocker with an N, not a K-N.
Quickly, back to the cave.
Okay.
And he runs off, and Alex runs off following him.
After shouting about the kindly old wizard.
I'm gonna go too.
Okay.
Are you gonna go with them or?
I'm standing there looking at them leaving with the wizard, and then I'm looking back at the beast with the horns with the characters that are with the beast with the horns. I forget who's all over there with them.
Yeah, who stayed behind?
Who stayed behind?
I mean, everybody was right there at the end there. Sparkles has a dislocated left shoulder.
Yeah, we're not really gone yet. We're just on the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened to the one with the horns? The beast.
The beast is laying on the ground.
Dylan stabbed it, but good.
Mm-hmm. Dylan stabbed it with a flaming dagger in the back.
No, he never said dagger. He said knife. That dude was fair enough. Butter knife. Flaming like a motherfucker. Because he's a boggin. I will spread the shit out of you. I got this.
The burglar did it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to the base.
You're right there. You never left the base.
Oh, I thought it was at the fire.
Oh, yeah. You flicker flash. That's right. Yeah.
So I'm going to flicker flash back to the base.
You could just walk 10 feet.
Okay. You can flicker flash.
I want a flicker flash.
I don't want to get the... I'm not getting my steps in today.
Okay. This is not leg day, goddammit.
I am going to walk towards the beast.
Okay. There are still arrows
coming out of the woods.
Who fired the arrows?
For anyone who's lingering behind, I'll hold up the crossbow and be like, he has presents, and then run to the cave.
I imagine my character is very much in shock right now because I just stabbed this thing and got shot. It's I'm not a fighting kind of guy, so
the Slua is once more visible in like fear in his eyes. Hurry. He's yelling his whispers. Because he's a slow on, that's what he can do.
I would have to make another perception plus alertness roll.
Well, when Alex went running that way, it alerted you. You didn't botch, you just failed.
Ah, okay.
But you failed miserably.
He was pretty miserable about the failure.
Dude, you let a boggin out, do you? Okay, Eric.
I start moving to wherever the whispering creature is. I don't know what the hell that thing is.
Find the old wizard.
Okay. If anyone is not doing anything, I'm going to start firing arrows.
I was moving towards the
slough. I'm being the tank here and waiting for everyone else to disengage.
Wait, why are you firing arrows?
Because there's
we're
still,
standing.
I mean,
here.
You're standing in the middle of the clearing. Arrows are incoming. They can fire again.
That's why I bugged right out of there to the cave. Done. Away from that.
Okay.
We can do another round of combat if you'd like.
Guys, she said this guy has presents.
It's
shiny crossbow.
Where are these arrows coming from?
Right.
The forest.
Oh, like where the fire was?
From the non-burned side.
Right, the non-burned, but not the direction you guys are running towards.
Kurt looks like how I feel.
Guys, presents.
Yeah, you guys just can't see the chair I'm sitting in that is uncomfortable as absolute fuck, so I'm trying to get some comfort here.
Look, knockers may be crazy, but we're not dumb. Present.
Going well.
No arrows. This way.
No. The knocker has sold me on the no arrows argument.
Okay, so who's left in the clearing? We'll do another round of combat.
Not I, said the cat.
Well, I guess if everybody's disengaged, I'm gone too.
And Flicker Flash?
Yes, what about me?
Are you still in the clearing, or are you leaving with everyone else?
I'm leaving with everyone else.
Okay.
I was gonna eat that.
Presents. Presents. Right. Head to the cave, stroking my crossbow. My precious.
Okay. So you guys all head down towards the river. So for some of you, it's the first time seeing it. And down to a small cave.
Hey, what's on the other side of the river?
It's a very large river. You cannot see the other side.
It's like the Mississippi. Like ocean size.
It's like the Mississippi size. Yeah.
I bet there's woods over there.
Trees.
Trees. Trees are yummy.
Eat some rocks on the go, okay?
Okay. So you guys all get into the cave.
And the guy with presents is there?
Yay, presents.
The guy is there.
Hey. Yes. Do you have presents? Can I have one?
You followed him. He would have awoken. He does not stay there. There is a path behind these rocks over here.
With presents.
That was Mahasuchi.
What?
Mahasuchi.
Mahasuchi.
He is a creature of the wild. He is the ruler of this realm, but not of the next one you're going to.
Great, so I pissed off the ruler of the realm.
Something has happened, and the creativity cannot make it to this world, and the world is dying. And someone's typing, and it's louder than I can speak in character.
I'm taking notes, damn it.
This realm is collapsing, and the next one, and the next one, on down. There are trods from realm to realm, but as you take them, you'll be getting closer and closer to the autumn realm. I will show you the red path behind these stones, and it will take you to your next destination. Follow the trod. And follow the trod, and you will find the other end of the trod in your next realm.
How do we know we can trust you?
I will go in the path. And we lost Bill. We lost Bill.
Did we? Yes, we did. Damn it.
Aww. I don't have a friend.
Okay, so
hey, sorry, Bill's back.
Bill. Damn, I thought we managed to kill him this time.
We missed him so much.
So we're in that cave, John?
Yeah, and I did a profound soliloquy, and you should have heard it.
But now we're going down a trod.
Yeah,
we're supposed to follow the red path.
Follow. It doesn't work. It does not work. You can't sing
Let
it.
Let the munchkin sing the song.
The world is dying and no gifts.
I'm gonna head to over to the purple clad lady and speak in Japanese. I'm gonna let Yoshiro translate for me.
Okay, why aren't you speaking in English?
Right.
They don't know I know English. They don't know me.
Who has the flaming butter knife? Can we stab him?
I'm pretty sure if you speak in Japanese to Yoshiro to speak to Sparkles, that Yoshiro is going to say, "Why don't you talk to her?"
I guarantee that.
Who the fuck do you think I am? Go ahead, do your thing.
I'll speak in Japanese, motioning towards her arm so I can look at it.
Okay. Some guy comes up to you, motions toward your arm, which is pulled out of its socket, and says something in a strange language that you don't understand.
What the hell did he just say?
Nihongo wakaremasu ka?
No, these people seem to all speak English.
Call me something bad.
I think he did call me something bad, yeah.
I'll say arm, like arm broke, like really broken arm.
What is he doing? And why is he pointing to my arm?
It really hurts.
Howie.
Did he touch my arm? Or is he pointing at my arm?
Peter, I'm a broken arm piece.
I'm just standing there looking at him like, what is he saying and why is he pointing to my arm?
Everyone else appears to be walking behind some stones in the cave and leaving.
Deuces.
Well, I guess I'll start walking behind it, but focused on her. I'm going to fix her arm.
Creeping on her.
Fix her arm with my sword.
Just lop it right off.
And we have super good news back on for you. Yes. It was fine.
Okay. You guys walk along the red path and come out, come to a door. A wooden door at the end.
I want to open it.
That's a change for you. Way to try out a new character.
You did make two characters, right?
Okay. So, Isabel opens the door into a basement, and there's like old boxes and pieces of wood laying around.
And we're going through the boxes.
And there's an old sign that's visible along a wall, and it's dusty and it's covered in dust and cobwebs. And it says, "Welcome to Hogsmeade." And that's the end of this session.